What do you miss about the Philippines the most? Like, something when you were younger, when you still lived there, or even like family members or certain places in the Philippines or the food, just something that you miss.
I miss the fact that everybody knows everybody. You go to a corner of the street, everybody knows you. Everybody's friendly. Everybody's friends. Even if like, they just. I mean, you cannot take that away from anybody. If you know, Filipinos are very joking. They always joke around. I mean, it's just. You can't take any of what they say. You know, you can't be. For example, like people there would like drink like starting at 12 noon, when it's the weekend. And I mean, and then you walk with, you know, in front of them, and they'll just, oh, hi, Ethel, or whatever, like, oh, they're just joking around with you, and they're just very friendly. Poor people, like, because we live, like, our house is the biggest in where I'm from, but, and then everybody else around us, I guess I consider them, you know, poor, but they're the happiest people I know. Everything that they get, you know, if you go over there, you bring pasalubong, like gifts for them from America. They'll be just be happy if you just give them chocolate, or you know, if you just give them like cigarettes. You know the alcoholics, give them like alcohol, and that's those are the things that over here is taking, you know, people take for granted, like just regular clothes, regular, you know, stuff. And that's why I don't really get along with rich Filipinos in the Philippines, because I'm not like them.
So, just to round it up, what is it that you miss the most in the
people?
The people, and do you feel? Because it sounds like you're focusing more on the friendliness and somewhat mutual respect. What do you believe that's missing in the U.S. American culture?
Well, because here in the United States, everybody put fear in your head. Media put fear in your head. But at the same time, there's a lot of, like, different cultures, different, you know, psychoness here. And the fact that over there, if they see somebody getting beat up, they will help that person. Over here, they'll, like, get their phones right away. And now, they'll just take pictures or videos, and they don't even care anymore. That's what I miss in the Philippines. They help each other. Over here, they already, it's in that point where, like, it's kind of they're taking everything for granted that they don't even care what's going on with their neighbors. Like, you know, oh, this is not getting to their business because that's their business. But then, like, at the same time, you're still human. They're still human. You still got to help each other. And that's what I miss about the Philippines the most, because people, like, you know, they help each other.
So,
except probably other rich people, they just don't care. But, I mean, this. Everywhere. I mean, the richest person probably in the world probably don't even care about, you know, the janitor that works in this office and stuff. So, I mean, that's just how it is.
So you believe the social part of society is better in the Philippines than it is in the United States? As in friendliness and mutual respect?
Yeah, because I mean, over here as a Filipino immigrant, coming over here, you know, I've been called fob, I've been called different names, and it's just that, I don't know. They glorify a lot of stuff there, like white people, Americans, you know, the States, other countries, but in the Philippines, it's different. The Filipinos, they're interacting than the Filipinos here.
And what do you feel, how do you feel, since you were there at a younger age, how do Filipinos from the Philippines view Filipino Americans?
They're gods. Well, not really. I mean, they just think, oh my God, she's from America. She's from the States. She's from the United States. Oh, you know, like they'll be friendly to you. They'll like, you know, do whatever, like pretty much serve you. And then like, you know, I mean, they may, like, the Filipino Americans may or may not respect them back, but, because, I mean, when I went over back over there when I was so young, after coming over here visiting, I kind of had, you know, I was young, so I had that mentality, oh, you know, from the United States, I had that, right? I can't be all hypocritical about it, because when I went back there, I was just like, oh, I'm from the United States, you know, whatever. So I was kind of rude to people. I don't say the word boy or opo anymore, which is a sign of respect to the elders. And somebody, you know, who's from the States, who worked in the States for years, and then one of my best friend's dads told me that, you know, you can't forget your Filipino roots. You have to have that because you're from here. And that's just kind of, it just kind of woke me up, but kind of like, you know, like, that's true. Because, like, what the hell, what's going on? What's happening to me? Like, I'm becoming the person that I don't want to be. And then after that, I was just like, you know, because I'm a simple person. I don't like technicalities in my life.
And, well, since you were going,